Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Tell me something. Is there such a thing as an upside down X?
Depends. No. I have just written one and turned it all over, and I can't find it.
Okay,
anyway, right. I'm looking at it from a different angle, but I don't think it's upside down.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you something. Uh-huh. Many bell rings, and the X's aren't put the right way.
Uh-huh. They'll be
we
wrong?
We're going to have to do it, Jackie. They got to pay.
An upside down X. Okay, why? I don't know. Look, the interesting thing about all this is I don't see a clear-cut benefit for the theater that's taking place right now. I don't see, if I saw a benefit to it, I would say, okay, I can see the benefit to doing this. This is the outcome of what we're doing. I can't tell what it is, so I just say, okay, I'll wait.
Well, I'm waiting too. You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. 4341790. Good afternoon. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I speak to.
You are on the air, sir. If you turn the radio down, you would be able to converse with me.
Hold on a minute.
I will. 4341790. Apparently, he went a little further than I thought he would go. Hello. Good afternoon. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Yes, Dennis, a very good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I am good, sir. How are you?
I hear not too bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
You had me juggling again the other night.
I can't wait. I don't know why you were juggling so much.
I let you in to you all already, Addy.
Why? We not nothing. So, look, let me tell you something, eh? As far as I can ascertain from listening to this gentleman, he's highly intelligent, you know. I just don't understand. And I usually treat him as a very intelligent person. But when I try to reason with him, you know, we lock horns. But
you see, the thing about him is that he sees things at a different light than most.
And most intelligent people do.
Yeah.
Most highly intelligent people do.
Exactly.
And that's why, that's one of the reasons why I enjoy listening to one of them is now deceased, so I can't hear him anymore. But two gentlemen who I thought were just brilliant, and they both did law. And I used to listen to them arguing and go, boy, I want to be like the two of you, you know, because they were sharp. They would quote things off the bat, and I would be scrambling to find out what it is they're quoting, and they were accurate. They used to, verbatim. They would hold paragraphs, pages, and like going, you fellas are insane. Well, one is today a judge of the CCJ. The other one, as I said, is deceased. But, I used to sit there and go, whoa.
Yeah.
How you do this? How the Francis get this done? Can't get Shakespeare remembered. And these guys saying, you know, in so versus so, in page this and this. And I go, good Lord. But, yeah, brilliant people. Brilliant people.
It is a situation where, in most instances, they're well right.
I know. But some of them minds just.
Have you looked at Elton, Alhambra Mali, right? Sometimes he used to puzzle me when he started talking going on, right? But he was well right. He always was in books, up to now, still in books. Anyhow, until we get the clear picture of giving kudos and giving honors and everything to people without trying to, let me explain. You're talking about Jackie Rappel. And it's good what has happened. It should have been a long time ago. But for some reason, we don't recognize our own. Because I look at it, we had great people in this country that has just gone by the wayside. Let me call some names. You remember Anthony Mango Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
Power lifter?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Bell?
Jockey?
Mm-hmm. Earl Maynard?
Mr. Universe?
Sir Garfield Sorries?
Well, he's the right excellent now. So
yeah, the right excellent to get off your story.
He's had some recognition.
Kingsley Reese.
Yeah, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Classius Clay.
Clay, yeah, I'm still around. He was at the dedication ceremony. I saw him singing.
All right, we have.
I wasn't invited, but.
Right. Frieda Nichols, Noel Lynch, all
yes,
these
Frieda
people
is still around.
That made history, made a mark. We could go on now to the younger force, like Barry Ford and Patrick Hudson over Desi Thompson. I bring medals. You remember Shane Buffett?
Mm-hmm.
And then he won how everybody wanted to have the more the kid and this and that, the 39.
And then
what? A great man like Ronald Suki King, that in this country was begging for years.
Yep.
World's great draft player.
Mm-hmm.
We had a man called Standard, a power lifter again.
Mm-hmm.
Needed help. Who recognized him?
So,
you get the point about
But sir, you see here, the thing, unfortunately, the question of how you recognize people, what recognition you give at what stage, and your capacity to use the good that they have done as something to be emulated while downplaying their human feelings is something we've not mastered. Okay? I mean, and it's not a Bajan thing, let me say that. It's not even a Caribbean thing. You take the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King as an example. A man who fought for human rights and justice in the United States. And yet, you would find books, you would find things that were said about his private life, what he did and didn't do, what he did behind the scenes, whether he was genuine, whether he stole somebody's idea, whether, you know, all sorts of things like that, because we like to show they're as great as you think they are, right? So you would find that rather than saying, look, this person is a good cricketer, or this person is a good weightlifter, this is what they've done, this is what you should emulate, their strength of character to have moved from there to there. They'll say, oh, he only liked white women. Oh, he used to womanize with me. You know, he run down enough women in the time.
Negative.
Something we always point out was wrong.
Mm.
You know, and to me, it is a human failing. But two things. One is the recognition and what it does sometimes. Take Chris Gayle.
Mm-hmm.
You see how much negativity has been attached to Chris because he was hailed and praised. And if you look throughout history, if you look at our history, if you look at the Caribbean, whenever someone starts to achieve and the spotlight falls on them, somebody somewhere starts digging up to find out what they did that wasn't right. And since we're not perfect, you're going to find naff. Right? And it stops us from acknowledging what they've done and how it can help us positively.
Nope.
And that's why I asked Admiral when he called if he thinks the Jackie Opal recognition given will be a springboard. Someone sent me a WhatsApp message and said they hope that the same would be done for Clarence Thomson. And I said to him, one of the challenges for the entertainment industry in Barbados is the relationship they had or did not have with their peers. And that's what is going to come to the fore when you try to recognize artists. People say, man, he used to give enough trouble. Man, I like he because. Rather than saying, here is someone, let's take Richard Stout, who has contributed so much to the entertainment industry in Barbados through his program for young artists, where so many young artists in Barbados have come through the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest. And it has made them better, not only better entertainers, but better people, right? And yet people would tell you about the things that Richard did not do, as opposed to what he's done.
As a people, we like to always show the negatives. I think it's about time, though. Now, you mentioned Clarence Thompson, right? I think it's about time that you have some sort of museum going for for these people, because a guy like Cassius Clay, who did so much entertaining, right? His demon. I think basically it should be where you can pass and read up on some literature based on background, based on what he's done, the accomplishments, things like that. I mean,
these Cassius has a book, you know. Cassius wrote a book.
Okay. The thing about is that they just passed through, you know, and that's really hard. Now going on, when are we going to be able to have school run in a manner where we can have the children in the schools on the school days and cut out the water outage? What is going on at the Gordon, the school there today?
Gallup and Blackman.
Gallup and Blackman. Now, I know the area, and Mr. Agri, because I saw him about highlighted the area, whereby college. Now, you know, Dennis, it puzzles me. It really puzzles me how some authorities think, function, things they do. Schools. You have a school term, you have a vacation period. Would you then use your good sense to see it at the vacation period to do the revamping of the school and get it ready for the first day of school? But you're going to say, sorry?
It does happen. It just happens about a week before school open. Or they cut the grass the 2 days before school open. Or paint the toilets the Saturday before the school opened the Monday. So that's how we operate. That's not how we operate.
You think about it, right?
So that's how we operate.
Look, the thing about it is that area for some time now has been infested with the college.
Yeah. Where's the college? The college is where? In the air? Is it in the clouds or is it on somebody's land? So, I mean, come on. Look, how many times have I sat here? I could count the times I've sat here and said to people, rats and mosquitoes don't bite an empty lot. No. So it didn't make no sense to me, God, mosquitoes on an empty lot next to me. The empty lot belonged to somebody. There should be something in place, and I'm sure there is, to take care of a public nuisance on somebody's land. All it has to do, going back to my discussion with the good gentleman at the law, is to research the law that deals with public nuisance, and you take action against the person based on the fact that what they have or own or operate is causing a public nuisance. It's shutting down a school. That's a nuisance. Get a few lawyers to argue the case.
You know what they have done? They've gone to the area. I stopped and looked at it and smiled to myself. And I said, well, common sense. Gone to the area, cleaned the area of an excavator. Mm-hmm. It's a dry area. Mm-hmm. But you know what? No one never gave a thought of spraying it down.
Because, sir, they would spray it, the spray would be blown across to the school, and you have another environmental issue. Sir, there is a way, just as burning can cause smoke, which can cause another issue. Smoke clings to things, so you have classrooms that close up, they smell of smoke. You have to open it. Look, punkers talk all the time about burning, and we should stop burning. And we have a problem next to a school, and we burn it. Now, I am sure the fire service know how to burn and when to burn and how to contain a fire. But if the college remains somewhere in the vicinity and is coming back to cause a problem, then the problem is clearing the college wherever it exists. And the problem is making sure that the person who owns the land, if it's the government, that, you know, they compensate this public nuisance. The other thing is, when we built a school there, we didn't know what it had in the area. Because the Blackman Gallup School ain't that old, as far as I know. So we didn't know that we had college there and it would cause a problem. It's called planning. It's called checking the area, looking at the possible challenges, traffic, turning wrong, parking space, access roads, and environmental issues. We got too many people who you know too much. 4341790. There's somebody who wanted to correct something you said. I don't know if they're still on the line or if they've gone.
Hello, yeah,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Here.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good
I'm
afternoon.
Listening. Good afternoon.
This
sir.
Is Victor Young, one of the senior athletes.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to correct that caller just now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mislead people. Manga Phillips and Alpha Standard mm-hmm. were lifters.
Lifters.
Not power lifters.
Power lifters. They were lifters.
Lifting is different. To weight
weightlifting. Yes,
so it must be very clear. Okay. And I've had the privilege to train with both of them.
Okay. I okay, thank so you for the correction, right. sir. Yeah.
Correct.
Power lifters, okay. Another category of lifter. Yes, sir. I thank you. I will remember that now. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson. Blessed
is you. To you too,
yeah,
ma'am. Thank you.
I was listening to the guy speaking about the Jackie O'Bell grave being refurbished and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he's quite correct in that aspect, like giving thanks to the organization and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I see we, so you said somebody called and or WhatsApp and asked what is the use of graves and so on.
They said that they don't know that graves are that much of an attraction. I think there was a WhatsApp message asked, what's the attraction with graves?
But they have never been to the St. John Parish Church and see people from all over Europe visiting because they said that there was a king buried there and the view from there.
A brilliant view. It's a magnificent view of the coast, I could tell you that.
Yeah, I was there. I didn't get to go to see where... the Honorable David Thompson was buried, so he went up there Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so surprised how many people were up there. And
oh, yeah. The Greek royalty, the people go to visit the tomb. It's listed as one of the places to visit when you're in Barbados. The bell at the Old Town Church is another one that people go to visit because they're told it outdates the Liberty Bell in the U.S., so yeah, U.S. Visitors go to see it. People go to see things that perhaps will attract you or me.
So I'm saying that we have a lot of culture here, whether dead or living, and we can make use of it. We have, there's a burial ground of it was the natives that were here before we came. Mm-hmm. It was their offspring yard and all something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the West Bay Cemetery with lots of persons who did great things for this country. And now we have Rihanna Drive. And I think that the cultural people can link all these things. And, you know, people, and we have the ships just entering right there. And that can be a sightseeing for those who don't want to go all out in the country. They can come down Rihanna Drive. They can go to West Bay Cemetery. They can visit Spring Garden for that. If they lift that area and show up. I don't know if a plot is there really yet. It's Indian work carpet. They found lots of
artifacts. They found pottery in Haywards too when they were digging up down in that area.
So there are things that the cultural people can sit and really discuss and make money from these things. I mean, the buses won't have to go too far. It's all in that area of West Bay Cemetery. And our Governor General, them need to, you want someone to say, we can make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Black Men and Girls School.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if this is the first time that the coverage gets so threatening. Or if it ever happened before.
Ma'am,
you know?
I have a WhatsApp message. That's one of the things I like. Sometimes says that they have had problems with Cowich in that area going back to the earlier days of, they were notified of the presence of Cowich in Staple Grove since October 2017. The St. David's Primary was seasonally affected by Cowich during its existence. So it's something that's been there for a while.
So I'm saying that, seeing that you're going to build such a lovely school on that hill,
mm-hmm.
Those kind of things should have been looked into, and how it should grow, because it's a part of nature. It would be blowing from one area to the next. But I also heard it sounded like an elderly gentleman that know what he's talking about, said he lives in Christchurch, and he gets problems with college, but what he does, he cuts it before it blooms. So if a school there with hundreds of children, if, as you were saying, if the property belongs to private people, they should be made to cut it down. If the government doesn't have money to keep it cleared, or they still have to go in, then the government education division will still have to decide how they're going to get it clear. But do these things before... Everything has a beginning and an end.
An end, yeah, agreed.
Do these things before those things that they say they grow, something like tamarind. I don't can't think you ever get close to one.
Or college.
Yeah.
No, I've seen it green, mm. dry, and been affected by it. It's a brown, fuzzy-looking pod-like growth, and the pods blow around. The problem with cowhage is that itching, scratching the itch, transfers the itch from one place to another. And that so when someone starts to scratch, they're literally spreading the aggravated area. And that's the big challenge with it. And it sticks to everything. Whatever.
I'm hoping then that
is a dry season
thing? They would get this hard out so that even like next year we won't have this deal with that coverage before every plant blooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before it blooms and get it dug up and
someone says it's a dry season and the pods are already mature. Herbicide has no effect on it. Only burning would destroy the tiny hairs on the pods that cause a histamine response and itching. Mm. So it needs to be sprayed with herbicide around October, November before the pods mature. And they say it's a legume.
I understand it was dug up by the tractors or whatever and left in heat. That is giving it more room to float about in the air as well.
Mm.
So something should be done, whether they plow it, get children the same week that your children are home, they should have done something serious with that. And maybe send a fire truck to wet the areas, you know, in between or something. But it has to be plowed in or something. Something has to be done because the children that are sitting, the May exam, they have to go to school. Even the little, everybody, but I mean, the children sitting May exam has to get to the work.
Look, ma'am, a management problem and a communication problem. If the Ministry of Agriculture, has a list of agricultural property in Barbados, what's the condition of it, who owns it, whether it's being plowed or whether it's allowed to disintegrate into bush, then we would know whether there is likely to be a problem with a school located in the midst of an agricultural area.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have seasonal planting, if you're going to have people spraying with herbicides or pesticides where there's a school downwind or some business downwind, they should be notified. You should be able to take action. Someone pointed out to me that a place I should know well, Luther Thorne, because my children went there, had a garage next to it, two gas stations, and my son was asthmatic. Yes, he had asthma attacks, and from time to time, the school would have issues. Okay, if you have things like that, sometimes there'd be burning in the area, and you hear you have to close schools because of burning. Now, you're going to tell me that somebody knows there's a school in the area, and they're going to set out to burn something in proximity to the school? Really? With no notification? And then we expect to send parents just get up out of work and go and pick up your children? If they're young one, I'll have them just walking about the street. It is called planning and management. So if you know that cowhage is going to start acting up in the dry season and by November, December, you should be checking, then check. If you don't know the owner of the land, what we call them? Land tax must know who owns the land. They must know whether the person there or not there. you know, look at the problem. Look at the problem we have with the Treasury building. You think the problem we had with the Treasury building happened last night? That we have mold and bacteria and dust and we're going to move people and find places for them by March 15th and 19th and shuffling people around? If you start shuffling people around today on the 12th to pack up and move and take their computers and their desks, how disruptive will that be? How long will it be before they return to optimum speed while they get accustomed to their new surroundings and the new layout? It takes, you know, time. And if people have to reorganize how they get a lift to go to work, if the bus is running in that area, all that. And the people who use the service now have to find out a new place to go if I want to pay my bill or if I want to transact business or pay my license because we've moved a cashier from one place to another. It is not an easy operation.
Mr. Johnson, one last
and it must affect productivity.
I would say quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
The gentleman who called me, I think it was last week, about or week before when the school was first closed, he said he's from Christchurch, and he had a problem with his college, and he solved it by doing, you know, early work and plowing and things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when we have boards of these different organizations and so on, they should include people who know about
the
certain things, not just people who have high qualification in this, that. People who know about agriculture know how to deal with this kind of things, and then they will get their input. And because that gentleman, he sounded like he knew what he was talking about. And they have to do something definitely before this week is out because the children are losing too much learning time. Thank you.
Okay. Well, someone has sent me something here that's going to solve the cowage problem once and for all. It says, it is harvested for its aphrodisiac purposes. Well, all right, now all cowage will be removed by tomorrow. I am sure there'll be a mass harvesting of cowage tonight. This is Dr. Brastax. I seem to have started a riot. 4341790. Listen, I have the advertising line all set up. I have an itch only you can scratch. Okay, we could sell this. Somebody says to me, you have an acre of cowage growing by him. You wonder if you'll get cleared by Thursday. You get cleared by tonight, you don't worry. brilliant. Anyhow. 4341790. Look, you have to smile, right? But on a very serious note, this issue of sick buildings and how we respond to them. Environmental hazards and how we respond to them has an effect on productivity. This word that we keep bandishing about. If parents are required to get up at the drop of a hat and get children from school, move them from one place to another, if we have to move offices from one place to another, look for space and relocate entire offices or buildings or sets of people in the building, it has an effect on productivity, on the psyche of the people working. And I think in far too many cases, when people first claim that they are sick, the immediate reaction is you're shirking your job. Things affect people in different ways. There are people who can't take regular spray like Bagon and, you know, insecticides. There are people who can't take the scent of bleach. There are people who break out in all sorts of rash and itching because of cleaning ingredients you use to try to sanitize the area that they work in, like telephones. You know, wiping telephones with wipes. There are some people who are allergic to it. And therefore, when you decide to clean or industrial cleaning or clearing of vents, you have to take these things into account. And to have a building that's aging and you don't have proper maintenance of air filtration and opening windows and periodic cleanings, you're looking at a problem. How we fix it is another thing. 434-1790. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello? 434-1790, good afternoon. All right, they're all there, but I don't know. Hello? All right, they're all trying to listen to the radio, I guess. Because you had a full board, you tell me, I only following you. Good afternoon. All right. 434, yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Sir Dennis.
How are you, sir?
How are you keeping?
I am trying to keep well.
Well, there's no comparison, boy.
Good one.
Listen, we got so many problems in the little place and this thing, the next thing, from hand phones right up to driving and all sort of thing. Hello there.
I am listening to you, sir. We
have problems with cell phones.
Yep. You will tell me.
Yeah. You there? Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Around December, January, I went to my regular doctor's appointment, and he took from, I don't know if you know, back north, Colliton, six men's, through the old Spice Town, right through to St. James, right through to Black Rock, where you can see, look at the two stacks of the Barber's Light and Power, belching out over to Bay Street, Upper Bay Street, where you can see Needham's Point and da-da-da-da-da. Point of making, lovely. Dennis, lovely. That's stuck in my eyes and my head and my heart. Now, if Barber's is so lovely, and if Barbados will be 1,000th as kind and loving and genteel and Christian-like as Barbados are lovely, well, you wouldn't have to read about Garden of Eden. You'd have everything.
Sir, one of the sweetest views, I think, some of the sweetest views I've seen of this country, looking out from Farley Hill, down onto the coastline. The looking from the St. John Parish Church down on the coastline. Or the most awesome view for me is flying into Barbados and looking down on it. There is a way that the country was laid out. The road network, the grasslands, the houselands that made seem orderly. It made the whole country seem orderly. And one of the things I always remember from my early years of coming to Barbados is looking down on what I call that order. And over the years, we have developed here and built up there. And sometimes when I hear some of the places that we want to develop, I cringe a little bit because I think some of the natural beauty is being lost. But
of course,
the important thing, I think, is that in rebuilding or redeveloping, we have a sense of what we want the new Barbados to look like. And if we keep that in our minds, we could fashion a new Barbados that's just as beautiful as the Barbados we remember with the, you know, the waving palm trees and the you know, in the song, palm trees are swaying, and you know, and you see in the cane arrows in the distance and that kind of thing. But you can see a new Barbados is just as pretty if it's designed in a way that is with order.
Hackleton,
there must be order. Yeah.
Hackleton Cliff and look
down.
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw some picture in the newspaper, people trying to climb the rock in Bashaba and jump off of it, I go, really? What craziness is this? Next thing you put what? Steps on it so that people can you can put steps on it so that people can climb up and jump off, you know, because somebody wants to do it. Nah, I don't think we should do that. I think we should take care of what we have. It needs it.
Okay, always good talking to you.
Always good hearing you, sir, and take care.
Take care,
bye. Building and just replacing. What are we going to do with the old buildings after we, you know, say we can no longer use it? We can just let it go to ruin. I keep saying that treasury building should be a multi-story car park. I keep looking at it and, you know, anyway. I just being miserable today. Remember, we go to 2 today, so we have a few more minutes. We go to 2 tomorrow. Tomorrow is the People's Parliament, meeting at 10 and going till 2. Wednesday, we go till 1. Brass Decks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Ma'am, listen to the telephone, please. Hello. Good
Hello.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about the... Good afternoon to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling about the...
Ma'am, don't listen to the radio. Listen to your phone. You're confusing yourself by listening to the radio because you'll hear yourself 20 seconds later. Let's try it again. You're talking to me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, turn off the radio, please. It is confusing you and you can't... Well, okay. Brass Decks, good afternoon.
Trying to find out if the new immigration office is finished yet. That was to be built for the workers and the office in Bridgetown.
I have not seen anybody in there yet. I know there was a tour done, and I haven't passed in the last week or so, but the last time I passed there, work was still ongoing. I don't know that it has been opened as yet.
Okay, because it's really ridiculous, you know. I have heard about a person who was working in there who took ill and they died some time ago. And all of that, that place is really ridiculous. Nobody should be working in there.
Well,
you know, and talking about buildings that you condemn.
Yeah, I know.
And you
I know.
The lady who was responsible for the union was trying. She really did try. But I don't know what else happened.
Well, I think she was part of the tour. I think she was part of the tour. The last time I saw a story on it in the newspaper, they actually went to look at the new, the facility that's being constructed or fixed down on the Harbour Road. But
it's down on the Harbour Road.
Well, not on the Harbour Road, along opposite the fish market area, the car park there. That's where it's being put.
Okay.
The couple floors of what was a multi-story car park at the end of the road there. The challenge is going to be, I suppose, well, access for one, but the other building also had access issues. But once people park and there's parking in the area, they should be able to access that building perhaps a little easier. But I don't know what's the state of it. I'll try to find out from the newsroom if they have had any update on it. But the last I saw, it was still being worked on. It was not yet
okay.
finished.
Well, you know, so many things happen. One comes up after the other, and then
after the
one
other,
gets
yeah.
you get forgotten.
But it's not. You see, ma'am, going back again to what I was saying earlier about the Treasury building and moving people. Finishing a building is one thing. If you have to install computers, make sure your software is running properly, make sure all the desks are in place, the people's whatever they need to work with is there, that they familiarize themselves with it, telephones are operational. All these things have to be tested and gone through. I don't like the what happens from time to time when you hear, oh, the computer's down, the system's being upgraded, we had a shutdown last night, we couldn't open on time this morning because these things happen. It happened when we moved from one place to the other. It happened when we moved back here into this building. When you move people and equipment, things will happen. And therefore, when you have to make moves like this, you have to make sure that everything is in place. I'm told that the building will soon be complete. Windows getting power washed and plants going in on the outside. So along the
because,
Princess Alice.
Because, you know,
Alice
it's area. Very hard for workers to
it's called. It's
work
being called the Princess day. Alice Corporate Center. Thank you very much
that's
for the information.
Phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it's being called.
All right. Well, thank you.
And thanks for the information coming from the people who sending it to me, too. I'm happy to be upgraded as I talk. Yep. Hopefully, they say within 2 months to be functional with the computers and everything else. And I'm hoping that that person is giving me accurate information because I am giving it to the public as it comes to hand. So we're looking at a couple months to get it operational. But I would like these transfers to be done in such a way that when people get in there and start to work, it's smooth sailing, they're comfortable, the public is happy, and, you know, productivity is up. because we have coming up in June, July, August, people are going to start going on vacation. They're going to start checking for passports, and you know, the grumbling will start. I have to wait too long, and the computer didn't work in today, and the camera wasn't working next week, and you know. And now we have to have machine-readable passports to travel. And I believe our public servants, as well as our employees in general, should have a comfortable working environment. It assists with productivity. Yeah, I know. There are people who like to hang up on you, sir. There are people with hang-ups. It happens when I sit there, too. Producer is having a rough time with our phones. Good afternoon. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. Hello. People are listening to the radio and not the phone. 434-1790. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I would like to ask a couple of questions, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You ever try reaching Rastak's outside of the studio?
No, sir.
Mother, it's very, very difficult.
What happens?
To
tell
know
me.
When you are on or not. When you are listening, on, you're waiting to get on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what is going on Brass Tacks. You have to turn your radio completely off. And you don't want to miss what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very difficult, man. Everyone understand what I'm saying?
Sir, I understand what you're saying. We used to have a system before that allowed us to put the calls on wait so you could hear what's happening on your phone. The new system does not allow that. And I know there are people who therefore turn the radio up. They don't want to hold on to the phone all the time. Personally, if I had to hold on to a phone all the time, I wouldn't do this program for a day because I don't like telephones.
Okay.
holding a receiver to my ear would drive me nuts. But so I know there's an issue with it. The problem, though, is the time it takes the person to realize that we are calling them it causes a problem. Yes, sir.
Get that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I could ask Mr. Alexander to give me a call.
Mr. Who, sir?
Alexander who? He know my voice.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, sir. I hope he gives you a call then. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the first time I'm calling the station.
Okay, turn off your radio. Turn off your radio so it doesn't confuse you.
I ain't got on the radio.
You know my voice.
But I'm hearing a radio really loud from somewhere. Okay, go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Something is bothering me, and I would be grateful if you can help me. Last week, I heard the Minister of Finance talking about the click ratio. This is 3 years. And he said, give us your hope that you can get the money spent. He didn't say when or what. And then the same afternoon, I heard the lady that took over the station say that the people ain't paying the money. But how can they pay the money when they're paying the insurance is right? Everything is right. How are they going to pay to something else that they don't? I never heard such confusion and miserable like this thing. Young men that had wives, the house fell out. Some of them gone out the mine. Some of them left the wife. Some confusion happened with this clico. I think we should have an answer to this case. It's heartrending, especially for our young people. We talk about young people are thieving and doing anything, but they've got to get money at anywhere, any cost, and nobody is helping them. They can't get a job. They can't get nothing. They've got the wives. They've got the light water, gas. Some have to lost their homes and everything in this clico situation. I think it's heartrending. I have family in it, too. I nearly get into it because my son come and tell me, put your money there. I said, my child, the little I got, I keep, I want too much money because I know what to do with it. And if I had gone, all I'd be selling, going to Timbaland too, because I would go mad and nobody can catch me on it. It's heartrending. Would you please give help? Somebody help to get these young people get the money, these men that married to women. And different. It's heartrending. 3 years gone, and tomorrow, next week, and week, not for true. I'm sorry. That's all I got to say to Brass Tacks today. If you can help me, or tell me anything about, I'd be grateful. But I would like to see these young men. They're not working. I know they want to open another thing. You think somebody's ignorant that they lost the money and gone and lost more that they ain't got?
Ma'am, you see, the challenge, I hear your plea. And the Resolution Life is supposed to have assumed responsibility for CLECO. I know the British American people are still waiting to hear about theirs and the people in the OECS. But Resolution Life is supposed to be the company that's taken over the assets and liabilities and the CLECO portfolio. Now, the lady said they've paid out $800,000 over a short period of time, which means that people are cashing in or turning in their policies, or they're starting to pay out money to those who have claims. The decision which company to go with and what type of policy to have is something that the individual will have to determine based on experience, based on what's presented to them by the various salespeople, and whether or not they feel confident enough in the whole insurance system to continue to place their money there. Trying to address an individual problem in a wide forum seldom works, because everyone will have a different spin, a different problem, a different challenge. There are individuals who banded together and sought to work as a team to find the best way out of the situation, and they've been keeping their people abreast of what's happening, and they have been reporting along the way. If you have people who have not been part of it, who are sitting on the outside waiting, who've been halfway following and hoping and not checking, they may find themselves adrift. The company printed in the newspaper a whole set of policyholders and said if your name wasn't there, to get in touch with them. It was a fairly long list. I don't know how many people actually went through it in detail, whether because they were malicious or whether they were checking for their names, but they were printed on more than one occasion. The names were printed on more than one occasion. If there are people who still have issues, I would suggest they get in touch with the new company. It has a headquarters, their numbers, and there are people there who, according to newspaper reports, are competent and can handle their queries. And hopefully, they'll be in a position to see their way out of what has been a stressful period for a lot of them. That's the best I could do. Someone says to me, Brandon's is close to the port, but hardly any cruise visitors go there. Bronx Beach is now overcrowded. I am well aware of that problem. Bay Street is a challenge at the best of times to navigate with the tour buses, and by the time we put a multi-story hotel there, Bay Street is going to be one way in and one way out at certain times, I'm almost sure. The attraction at Bronx Beach, the placing of chairs and umbrellas all down the beach, may be good for business, may be good for foreign exchange into the country. If you're a local regular beach goer, you're going to have to navigate your way through it. That's one of the challenges of the tourist industry. And in the meantime, paradise remains lost. That's all I will say on that subject. I got a lot to say on that subject, trust me, but today ain't the day. Perhaps if I get a People's Parliament day, I might have something to say about that one. But right now, Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
I would agree with the lady that called just now talking about your money, getting back your money and stuff, because I was in that for almost 4 years. And I found out now on a lower term that I would have gotten back like as a value, $339. And I'm really disappointed because, okay, you work and you put your money there, and then it was in trouble before, and nobody didn't tell you nothing, and then engulf your money in all of that there, and then to tell you that after 4 years that you're going to only get about like $300 and something. And that's hurtful.
That's how much you're getting back?
Yeah. And like, people, I mean, this whole thing, I have a lot to say because I've been listening to your program for years. The time along Bay Monthly. And it's real hurtful that people ain't trustworthy no more.
What was the amount you had contributed is more than the $300 you're getting back, right? I just assume it's so. And they tell you that's all you're going to get back?
Yeah, after all paying $100 every month.
Did they say why that's all you're going to get back?
I don't know, but I think it's unfair because their company were in problems. And they should have, by 2009 or something like that, between 2009 to 2010, they should have hauled everything from getting through there. And they said they're out selling insurance. And then at the end of the day, they ain't got my money in their whole insurance scheme. And it got me licked totally without a job. Nothing ain't happening.
Ma'am, I think one of the major problems that this entire Clico saga is going to cause, in addition to the financial loss, is the distress. And I don't know that anything I have heard addresses the distress. And also the distrust of the industry because of the Clico saga. I think it is unfortunate, and it is a matter that cannot be simply addressed from a financial point of view. I want to thank you for your contributions on this, the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. People's Parliament meets tomorrow at 10. Thanks to Graham Vaughan for things technical. Dennis Johnson, on behalf of us two gents, have a good afternoon.